This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT break.
Right, 239 live from Radio Road, Super Bowl 60 in San Francisco, California. The hard line and why today doesn't suck coming up in just a little bit. But let's get to the best of the rest. EA Azad won the e-break earlier this morning. And now we throw it to Justin to see what we have in the hopper and what was left on the cutting room floor of the Musers.
Thank you very much, Sean. I would argue quite a bit was left on the cutting room floor, so let's get to it. Six candidates, of course. We start with one, Travis Mejia. Now, this is over 2 minutes long, so if at any point you get beaten down, let me know and we can stop it.
Okay.
All right, but I'm good.
This was during
the
Invasion and Sweet Spot mix yesterday, and you guys kept dropping.
Uh-huh. Oh, we didn't hear this.
Yes, so that turns into the Travis Mejia show featuring Ham and a little bit of Lando. And Travis decides, I'm just going to promote my own show right here in the middle of the day.
Also, Emmett Smith tomorrow.
So what time, because is this California time or Dallas time that we have in our email?
That would be, I'm not sure. It's scheduled for 10:30 out there, but 12:30 here. So local time, 12:30.
Boys.
That's unfortunate.
I really didn't like what you just told them.
I know. They are so mad at me. Man, I was about to leave and everything. This is terrible.
I think they just told you where to go.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. But yeah, tomorrow, Emmett Smith, 12:30 local time.
Can you confirm that?
I can bring up my email again, I guess. Oh, there they are. Hey, fellas.
Hey. We're back.
Hey.
You missed some gold.
So was that
Robinson.
Is that
all right, Bryce? Thanks for jumping on with us. Appreciate it. Man.
All right, see ya.
So awesome.
Is it?
Can't believe he said that.
Cali time or Dallas time?
It's going to be 12:30 local time.
What is
our local? The people in Dallas that are listening. So that's what time they care about.
12:30, Emmett Smith. So we'll have to move up.
Jeez. What a mess.
Gosh. It is. It is funny hearing that. Not really.
They really, really hate me. They do not like my information at all.
Still going.
Are you just turning it on and off now?
All right, we can pause it. It's just too much. Eventually, he's going to start promoting the 49er I just read, but
yikes.
He had nothing. And again, no help from Ham. A little bit of help from Lando, but Travis just stuck there flailing in the wind.
You're it's right jerk. At the end of his day. He's about ready to go home.
Oh, he was all packed up.
He's like, all right, I'm good. Oh, no, they're gone. I got to fill a mix here by myself.
But if that's so the only funny. Time we've dropped out this week,
pretty good.
I consider that a good week.
It has been pretty good on that front. I've had Higashioka ready to go.
Okay, good.
This whole time, and we never had to go to it. So because his vamping abilities are not up to snuff, we will say Travis is candidate number one. Candidate number two here on the NIT break is one Matt McLaren. This was also during a mix. This was in a mix between the Invasion and the Musers, and we had to beep it because McLaren said a very funny bad word.
I'm going to tell him just to go. There's a Target like right across the street. Just go buy some scissors and figure out how to fit
them on. Cut the outside seam and then retape them.
Why not? He messed them up. They were fine when I gave them to him. They were fittable. Wearable.
Do you think they shrunk?
They had to have. That's the only thing I can think of. I wonder if the pressure on the plane somehow sucked the duct tape.
Whoa. Wow. Dude, you might need to get that. Wow. You may need to get that one. Goodness gracious. Jeez.
Wow.
Oh, I know what you're trying to say.
Did you get that one?
No.
Oh, no.
Holy crap. That was amazing.
Freudian slip.
Good Lord.
Look at me.
Wow.
Yeah, look at you.
You know what I'm talking about?
Man. Boy, I think we lost Matt.
Look how red he is.
I know.
Nothing wrong with that.
Man, just...
Oh, God.
So you definitely can't say the word ducked with an I and then start it with suck.
Yeah, if it was any other word, maybe you could get away with it. And also, that's probably the most Matt McLaren theory of all time, that the cabin pressure of an airplane shrunk pants. Like, yeah, that's feels like something he
normal pants
that's
perfectly
not
fine.
Science. Like,
no, I have a baby.
Like, why doesn't all of her stuff shrink? While
I don't know,
here?
Man. I'm pretty sure I watched a Bill Nye episode where they were talking about pants shrinking on airplanes.
Okay,
but you know, you did something funny when you get Junior laughing that hard.
I know.
Because he doesn't get going that easily. So Matt McLaren being real naughty there. Candidate number two.
Oh, yes.
So you mentioned Sean EA won the real E-Break this morning, the big boy one.
Uh-huh.
I'll be honest with you. We did not have a good show Sunday. We had a lot of screw-ups.
Okay.
You could have put one in here from each one of us and still had some left on the floor. I will just put one on me and then one on him. We'll start with the one that I did on Sunday morning where I'm trying to talk Mavericks, my favorite thing in the world, and I spit on my buddies.
Oh, no.
Unless, like, I don't want it to go to overtime for professional reasons or something. I don't want them to lose while the game's going on. Like, I just kind of get caught up in being a fan, and I'm like, okay, I want them to do good. But the other, you know, 46 hours. I don't know why I did that. 46 hours.
Why you decided to use your spittoon in the middle of your sentence?
Come on, Lando. Oh, man, let me spit my my zen out.
I don't know how audible that was over air, but
very audible.
Yeah.
That's why he has the microphone condom on.
That was really weird. Yeah, sorry. I needed my dip in.
For some reason, I was just in the middle of talking, and I went...
Did you actually spit? Was there actually projectile?
Oh, yeah. It looked like the DJ was waiting on the log ride at Six Flags.
Oh, no.
He was covered. And it was very audible on air.
Oh,
so,
sorry, DJ.
Yeah, it happens, man.
It's like a Gallagher show.
Yes.
That makes me candidate number three. And then Ham from that series, very same work in progress. We like to challenge him to not screw up during news,
right.
And we will offer him big bribes. I think the Powerball had gotten up to $1 billion if he could go a whole segment without screwing up, and he made it about 60 seconds.
All right, so 3 minutes. Let me take a sip.
That usually makes it worse, but go on.
No, we're good. I'm going to skip the Florida story about a woman throwing a pork chop at her mom. We're going to move to
next
Thailand.
Time.
That's
we'll
a shame.
Next
time, yeah.
Yeah.
Shame.
Over in Thailand, four Buddhist monks have been arrested. This following a raid at the Prom Sunthon Monastery in Chonburi, Thailand.
You picked a hell of a story to not mess up on.
Let's crank the difficulty up to
I like
all pro.
You turn the sliders up, but...
Ninth inning, no outs. A raid took place there because monks were keeping banned items in their monastery. Over there... The state manages their temples.
Like amps, guitars.
Guitar picks.
Mic stands.
You said band items.
Capos.
Not capos or strings or wah-wahs or distortion pedals. Band. Not
That's
loud.
What we're saying.
Not bam. Band. Yeah, I'm not going to get the money.
Yeah, did you mean to say bam?
No.
I was like, what does bam mean?
You were so close to making it to noon.
I was so confused.
Damn it!
2 minutes went by before he messed up.
Damn it!
You just can't do it.
At a pam-pam situation.
Yeah, he was like, not bam, band.
And you're like, yeah, that's what we say.
We were saying the word band.
I just like
band.
I just like how Ham's putting all this undue pressure on himself.
God, that was
like,
so
hey,
great.
I'm not going to screw up, you guys. Let's test me.
And taking a shot at pronouncing the places right. Like you can say, yeah, it was over there.
I mean, I appreciate you trying hard on the first one, but he couldn't do it. So there is Ham.
Amazing.
Screwing up during the news on Whip. All right, candidate number five here on the NIT break is Dave Lane. Dave had a, I'll say an unfortunate moment honoring a ticket celebrity.
We need to touch on a very sensitive death.
Okay.
That came down late last week after E! News of last week as Desmond Wilson.
DeMont.
Oh, sorry. There's not an S in there.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I don't have my readers on. Let me get my readers
so
on.
So offensive.
Let me get my readers on.
Hold no, it's cool.
Hold on a second.
It's cool.
Very important death.
It's very important.
Yeah, it's an important death.
Dylan Wilson has passed away.
Donnie Wilson. No, Desmond Wilson. No, DeMond.
What are you doing? Would you put some respect on his name? Idiot.
I had a stroke. He co-starred in Samford and Son.
Uh-huh.
For some reason, he needed his readers on a name. He should already just know.
DeMond Wilson.
DeMond.
Yeah. Donnie Wilson.
Then he screws it up again. Desmond Wilson.
Oh, I hope Donovan didn't hear.
No. He would have a big problem with it. And finally, candidate number 6 here on the NIT break. I put in the open when I said this unfortunate word. Corby came very close to saying a very naughty word when talking about Bob and his sweet wife.
Uh-oh. What is this broadcast network over here with this fetching young gal?
NESN. What is that?
Oh, it's NESN?
Yeah.
Well, that's Northeast. That's the Boston Sports Network, if that's what that is. But
today we're celebrating the Patriots and their Super Bowl here in San Francisco.
Leave her alone.
Drake May is going to have a great game.
I think an awesome game is he's going to have the best game.
I thought it was Azteca Deportes.
Oh, no.
I was profiling, wasn't I?
You really were, unfortunately. Like you do. As you will. But you know what? You can, because you're married to a Hispanic.
She's ironically wearing it.
Wait.
What? I think you were trying to say the word sports, but then you aborted at a very inopportune time. And I just don't know if we want to go with that. How did that print back there in Dallas, everybody?
It was extremely close, but I think we're okay.
The look you gave me, though. What?
You get full dolphin.
All right, look.
Now, hello. Corby with look.
Yeah, explain yourself, gringo.
Well, I will, fellow Hispanic friend.
Uh-huh. Oh, nailed it that time.
So I was trying to say Hispanic, and I said Hispi.
Yeah.
And then I stopped myself, and I recovered.
I don't remember
now
hearing.
Let's move on to another topic, because it was very uncomfortable but very funny because Bob gave me the look of, you can't imagine the look he gave me.
The look of a scolding press secretary.
Maybe we should go check in with Sloan Stevens, see what she thinks.
Oh, man.
What a week.
Anyway, all right, let's vote. Is it candidate number 1, bad vamping Travis? Is it duct tape Matt McLaren? Spinning Monto, Ham can't talk ever? Dave and DeMond Wilson or Corby? Let's start the voting out there with Sean.
I'm going to go for Frody and Matt.
Okay.
All right, Mino?
We got a strong laugh from Craig, so yeah, sucked the duct tape.
Lando.
Racist Corby.
Ooh. Hey.
To the caller. We saw what you were wearing yesterday. You don't have much of a fight to put up.
You should see what he's wearing today.
Ham. All right, that is a vote for me spitting on you guys. I will also place a vote for Matt McLaren, because that was just a most unfortunate phrase. That will make Matt McLaren today's NIT break winner. He has 9, still, of course, 5 behind Ham.